burning in podcast hell for too long. Listen closely and ascend to podcast.
Here we are, back again, Nathaniel and Dom. Quarter Life Wasteland. Strap in. What? What's with the face?
Nothing. Telling you I'm sick.
All right, everyone. Nathaniel's feeling a little
I'm
under the weather.
Death's door over here.
Last week I was talking about how I may have cancer. This week it's hopped over to him. He thinks he's dying. It's a whole thing.
I contracted it.
Yeah. I'm the outbreak monkey for this cancer strain that's going around. We're going to do things a little differently this week. We got some topics. We got some subjects that we're going to broach. So I don't know how we probably should have talked about some type of format was going to go first.
I feel like let's
what do you want to dive into?
We can ease into it with like the lighter stuff, like little tidbits, little
okay.
stories,
yeah,
little
sure.
whatever.
Let's pepper that in.
I only got a few small things.
Okay.
So one, this is pretty, I don't know that it's a fun story. People might find it amusing, but, it's frustrating for me, but I don't know what I expected.
Oh boy.
You know, it's one of those stories.
Fuck.
So, people may know that I'm in school now, but for my part-time job, I still work with my dad. I feel like I've mentioned that on the podcast.
Yeah,
work
sure.
with my dad.
Yeah.
So I see my dad a lot. And, you know, my dad is a certain type of person. And I feel like I've told my father's stories on this podcast before. I can't get into what he's like now, but, you know.
I think whatever. All dads are like this, though.
All right. Yeah. So... You know, my dad likes movies. My dad likes TV. You know, we bond over a lot of this stuff, even though, you know, our tastes overlap here and there. But overall, we're still different people.
Right.
We overall have different tastes. Some things we have similar tastes on. But so he always asks me, usually every time, you know, we work together, or I see him, he asks me, you know, what kind of stuff you watching? And usually it's, you know, I'm watching my anime stuff. I'm not really watching any big series. But every once in a while, if I'm checking some show out that he might be interested in, maybe I'll tell him about it. But then, you know, he always wants to know, like, what are the hot shows?
Mm.
Like, what are the shows I should be watching? And I always make fun of him because we all claim that we have no time to do anything.
Right.
But he always claims he's got no time.
But yet he wants to know
what these shows are, you know, these great shows. And he has, I bought him like 2 years ago or something. I bought him a 6-month HBO Now subscription.
Has he touched it?
No, because it's a whole thing to input the login and everything.
Oh yeah.
So he's just sitting on 6 months of free HBO. HBO's got like
everything.
It's got
a lot.
It's got like, you know, of the top 10 shows that everyone agrees upon are the mm-hmm. best shows. You know, I feel like HBO's got a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I'm always talking to my dad about The
Has
Wire.
Has he ever gotten into The Sopranos?
No, I don't think so. He always says that he's seen like some of it.
Mm.
And that probably means he watched like 3 episodes from all different seasons.
Yeah.
Some like back in the day. So I always tell him, I'm like, Dad, Sopranos.
But to his credit, like back in the late 90s, early aughts when The Sopranos was like in its heyday,
mm-hmm.
you could watch that show like through osmosis. You didn't even have to like be sitting there watching it every week. Everyone was talking about it. It was a water cooler show. So I understand what your dad's saying when he's saying like he's seen some of it. I'm sure that's what he means. I gotta like protect Doggy just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I can't let you beat him up.
I'm not beating him up over that.
Okay.
I don't give him shit for that. I just say, like, that's great that you saw some of the episodes back in the day.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're sitting on an HBO
just watch account, the series.
Yeah. You're going to get way more out of it if you just watch it from front to back. I tell him about The Wire, but I always preface it with, like, you can't just walk into The Wire.
Yeah, you got to, like, make some time.
There's 18,000 characters.
Yeah.
There's, like, no music. It's, like, one of the most densely written and plotted shows ever. So I'm like, you know, I recommend it, but I don't know if it's a show for you.
That's so, part of the reason why I still haven't watched it with my girlfriend, is just because we have to pay so close attention to it that it would drive me insane. You know how it is. Like, if someone misses, like, a little, like...
Yeah, if you blink in that show, you're missing, like, the introduction of 18 characters.
Fuck.
It's a wild, wild thing. Like, and, like, certain huge characters later on, you just see them in, like, a brief glance. Little scene. And it's so much cooler if you notice it. But, But, yeah. Anyways, we're not here to talk about The Wire, but basically...
Not yet. One day.
Yeah, one day. But so I always tell my dad, I'm like, Dad, Sopranos, The Wire. But when he tells me about, because my dad's like all on that Breaking Bad. Mm. Like, that's like the greatest thing he's ever seen. And like, for me, we've talked about this on the show. Right. I feel like I've grown out of that.
Yeah.
A bit.
Good. I'm glad you have.
It's a fine show, but my dad's still like very much in that. And so whenever we talk about shows, like, I always say, like, for my money, it's like, you know, and I've discussed this on the podcast before, I love Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell my dad, and he always forgets, but I always put that, like, on my top pedestal. I'm like, Sopranos is, like, just below that. You got The Wire. Like, you got all these things competing. But I always tell my dad, I'm like, what?
So Mad Men is above The Wire?
For my money, yes.
Woo! Okay. All right. We'll get into that another day. Please go on.
All right. And so, like, I just tell him that it's my personal truth. No, but it's what I feel is my favorite show. And I tell him this, and like, I feel like he always forgets. And every time we talk about TV again, I'm like, Mad Men. He's like, really? Mad Men? And I'm like, yeah. Like, yeah, Mad Men.
Still hanging on that one, huh?
And
I love that.
And so he's just always surprised. And I try and like tell him what I like about the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and I feel like I've sold him what the show is.
And he hasn't watched any of it? Or?
He's never seen it.
Okay.
He knows of it, obviously.
Well, whenever he's free, we can just watch the finale. We'll just watch the last episode. Because that's what I did, and it was fine. I feel like I got it.
Yep. Okay. But so I feel like, you know, and he says, what about, you know, like, what is it even about? And I feel like every time I try and pitch him the show, I feel like I do a pretty fair job of representing what it is. Mm-hmm. Say it's a character show. It's about these characters and how they change over the course of 10 years of the 60s. And there's no killing. There's no crazy, like,
it's just
murder plots or anything
of their lives.
Yeah. Cause he's used to that kind of thing, I think, from shows. And so I try and sell him that. And every time we like come back and we start talking about stuff, he's like, "Oh, so I was watching The Voice last night."
The Voice.
And I'm like, "Yes, this is how he spends his time. He doesn't watch any of these shows. He's just like still upset. He still has cable."
Hey, and don't knock it. I find some gems.
But all he does is DVR these fucking shows, like the Ninja Warrior show and The Voice and all this stuff. And
why?
And or America's Got Talent, because he's just, I don't know. I don't know why.
I mean, you could just get him a YouTube account. He can just watch people auditions all day if that's what he's into.
I know. But so this is what he's always coming at me. And I'm like, so you decided to spend your evening watching America's Got Talent when you could be like two episodes deeper into The Sopranos or something. And he's always like, we just laugh about it. But so the other day he comes to me and he's like, "Oh, so you'll never guess what I started watching." And I start laughing to myself because I'm like, what the fuck is he watching now? And I'm like, And even before he told me, I'm like, of all the shows you could be watching, you're probably what are you watching? Like, yeah. Expecting it to be ridiculous. And he's like, Mad Men, I'm 5 episodes in.
What?
And I'm like, whoa, what? You just started Mad Men? You didn't say anything? I could have prepared you more.
That's great.
And so I'm like, oh, okay. What did you think? And he's like, it's fine. And I'm like,
Well, come on.
Yeah, no,
give him a little bit more time.
Yeah, well, so I said, like, I was like, okay. And he's like, it's just like a show. Like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, fair. I don't know that I ever said your mind was going to be blown after 5 episodes.
No, and he can't expect it to be.
Yeah, it was just more of like the way he like said it. Like, he was just like, what's the big deal? 5 episodes in. Like, thinking like first 5 episodes of Sopranos, like, okay. Yeah. Like,
I mean, it was good.
Yeah, but like first 5 episodes of anything, like, yeah, I don't really know what.
You see a spark of something. You don't see what it will be eventually.
Yeah, so I was just, it took me a while. But there's one other fun thing about this. So, yeah, basically we were talking about it for like half an hour. And I was just like, you know, just, I don't know, stick with it. 5 episodes doesn't really tell you anything about any show. But my dad was like, his main, you know, because we've talked about my dad before and how he's got his little.
His hangups.
Gripes and his hangups. So his logic was, he was alive in the 60s. He was a child.
Mm-hmm.
But according to him, people definitely didn't smoke that much.
Hey.
And so I had to.
He was there, wasn't he?
He was somewhere. I don't know. He was there. He was in a Madison Avenue.
Yeah, he wasn't in any fucking office buildings.
Yeah.
What was he?
It was so like this. This is what infuriated me. Like, not him being like, meh, to the first 5 episodes, but him just being like, I was alive in the 60s, and there was no way people were smoking that much. I was like, Dad, what? You grew up in, like, a California suburb.
Yeah.
These were fucking Madison Avenue ad execs.
Yeah, where everything was fashionable. You had to smoke.
Yeah, and I was like, their biggest client was a fucking tobacco account.
Right.
And, like, And then he said that it bothered him so much that he looked up statistics of what percentage of Americans smoked in the 60s. And he was like, only 45% of Americans. And I'm like, Dad, all the shows, like 99.9% of the show's characters exist in one building.
Yeah.
For the entire show. And he just could not comprehend.
So what you're telling me is that your father is behind the change.org petition for Stranger Things to get rid of all the smoking.
I heard that was like a
Your
weird
dad's behind thing. It, apparently. He's a part
he
of it.
He was alive in the 80s, and hey, he didn't.
I was alive in the 80s, and I can tell you, secondhand smoke was legit. Like, fuck. My parents, they practice secondhand smoke to this day, and I hate it. I'm going to buy both of them jewels. I don't know if I told you that. Just to get them to stop smoking around like my nephew and shit, I'm going to get them like vapes. It'll be embarrassing for a little while, but we'll get used to it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Me, 90% of the interactions between me and my dad are me trying to comprehend his logic for certain things. So.
Well, I mean, it could be worse. My whole thing with my dad is, he asks me what I'm excited for, and I tell him, and he's like, oh, great, like, who's in that? And then he's not going to know, so I say the name, and it's just a blank stare.
Mm.
So at least your dad, he's got one up on mine. He knows who current people are.
Yeah, my dad does know who current people are. I think he also watches, like, I think partially because of that is because he watches, like Entertainment or whatever that
Entertainment Tonight
show. Yeah, something
Access
like,
Hollywood,
something like that. Yeah,
well, you got to stay up on what's going on. Although those shows nowadays are more about like Instagram celebrities and what people are posting and shit. And I'm not about that. I need to get down in the nitty gritty.
This is the closest my dad can get to like what's really going on because like he's not on Twitter or anything.
Mm.
So sometimes,
nor should he be.
No, but sometimes he comes to me with things like a couple months late.
Mm.
He's like, have you heard about this thing? I'm like, I did hear about that.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but I do remember that.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. My dad's kind of the opposite with like the, It's, I don't know how you feel about this, but it's kind of like a, I don't know, it's like, I don't know if it's a pet peeve, but like with movies and stuff, my dad will always be like, oh, like, have you seen a trailer for this thing? And I'm like, oh no. Like maybe I've kind of heard about it. And he's like, oh, it's got a pretty good cast.
Hmm.
Like, I just don't care about casts really.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I think I'm a big cast person.
Yeah. I think that's just a me thing, but like, I've never been what I'm trying to say is like, if there's something I'm looking forward to,
mm-hmm.
or something I think looks good just on its own, and there's a bunch of people that happen to be in it that I enjoy, then that's great.
Well, but you're like more director and writer driven.
Right. I mean, yeah, I definitely get more excited for that. But like, I'm just saying like my dad, like very often will be like, this looks good because it's got a great cast.
Well, how else are you supposed to gauge?
I'm not saying he's wrong. That's why I'm like reluctant to say it's a pet peeve, because mm-hmm. like, it's valid.
That's usually how I get hyped for things, especially nowadays.
I guess it's more of just like a, I don't know why I've always thought this way. Like I've never like looked at a cast and been like, great cast, I can't wait. Like and my dad always tries to sell me on like, these people are in it. And I'm like, okay, like, I don't know. I'm just not like persuaded by.
Well, fuck, man. That cast is a horrible segue into.
Well, no, I
all
still
the Comic-Con news.
No, yeah, we could still talk about.
I mean,
all that
yeah,
stuff.
I was planning. That's a big chunk, but it's going to be a lot of, hey, so and so's in this and so and so's in that, and it's going to be a lot of okay, all right.
Yeah, but yeah, those are my only dad stories. Other than
Dougie talk, all right. Dougie.
Yeah. Other than that, I just feel like I feel like I'm always on the verge of like deleting my Twitter.
Yeah, why is that?
It's just too. It's too much.
What's going on?
It's just
now?
way too much.
Why? Why is it too much? What's going
on? I feel like I reach this like precipice every once in a while where I'm just like, I either need to like start muting everything,
mm-hmm.
or just get. I don't want to get rid of it.
Okay, so just do like a massive like cleanse, like unfollow a bunch of people, follow new people, just mm-hmm. switch your shit up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I follow pretty much everyone I want to follow, but this shit creeps in.
It does. I mean, you're gonna get them stray retweets that you don't want to see.
I just feel like I'm always on the verge of just vomiting blood every time I go on Twitter.
I'm sorry. I don't feel that. I'm happy.
You're happy on Twitter?
I'm splashing around and I'm just picking. Shit.
That's the thing is like every time I go on, like what keeps me on is like the memes I see on
there. Yeah, definitely.
Like,
what I'm saying. They keep me going.
It brings me life. Like I saw one today that just I watched it like 20, 30 times. Like it had
what was it?
It was a JoJo thing.
Oh. Okay.
But it was so good. And I just was like, this is what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then I scroll right below that and there's some political thing that I'm just like, God damn, I can't deal with this.
That's the world that we live in right now.
I wish I could just have the one.
You can.
I want to go on there and just see the memes. The stuff creeps in and then you like it angers you and then you click on it.
You can just go to the search feature.
And then you're reading like replies that just boil your blood and you're
Nathaniel,
like, why am I reading this?
You can just go to the search feature, type in what you want to see and then just scroll through that and then go through those replies. You can just do that though.
But what are you searching for?
I don't know.
Things find me. I never go searching for anything. Things
you can
just
type in
me.
Whatever you want, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, sure, things find you, but then that's how you also get the shit. So you have to search out for your own happiness.
I get the good stuff.
Okay, why don't you go to like the trending shit and then click on that and see what's going on?
I do that if the I only do that when like if I go onto my main timeline
mm-hmm.
and I see different people referencing something. Mm. I'm like, what are they talking about? And then I go over
gotcha.
To trending and then that's how I find out what's
sometimes
talking
it's
about.
Popping to trending just to see what's going on. Just see what everyone's doing in different parts of the world. You have to.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
I'm sorry that you feel this way. Maybe
I already have like a bunch of people like muted and stuff.
Yeah.
But then like I feel like it doesn't work because like I'll be scrolling through something. And then, like, the top comment will be like, you've muted this person. Do you want to see what they said?
Oh, really?
And I'm like, ugh. And then I just click on it anyways.
I guess I just don't have, like, really important people muted to where that happens to me. I just, yeah. Oh, wow. Hmm. Sorry. I'm there for the gifts, man.
That's what I want.
The gifts and the memes. I'm hyped on Twitter right now. I can't even deny it. I love it. It's probably a bad thing for me, though, because that's when, like, late at night, I can't put it down. That's when I'm scrolling through it the most. I probably should stop.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hold on. You watch any Shark Tank? You ever watch Shark Tank?
I used to, yeah.
They had, like, this idea on there. It was called a kitchen safe, and it's, like, this little Tupperware thing. You put whatever you want in it, and then you crank it, and then you just can't open it until, like, a certain time.
That's weird that that's on Shark Tank, because they have that shit on Amazon, like...
Well, I think it was an old episode of Shark Tank I was watching, but still.
Yeah, my ex used to have one of those.
Really?
Yeah, she smoked way too much, so she would just put it in there during the week.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Did it work?
She did it for a while until she stopped. And she was just like, not.
Huh.
Yeah.
Something to
think
about.
So she used it. But yeah, it just looked like it had like a little electronic top and it locks it in there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. I lack like self-control to the 10th degree. I can't stop myself. So.
Yeah, but putting your phone in there might be dangerous. I mean, what if you need to make a call?
If I'm at home, I have my Google Home.
Mm.
I have my watch.
Yeah, this is not a smart room you're in right now. So
yeah,
I'd be
don't feel
screwed.
Safe.
Like the only other thing I have is like my Apple Watch, but it's like buried in some container somewhere. I don't even think I have.
Take this thing off.
I don't even think I have a. My cat ate the cord.
Ugh.
And I never bought a replacement for it. So
I was listening to like some murder podcasts, and the dude was talking about how he could follow like every pinpoint that this guy made based on like his Google data and his Google location. So now I make it a point to always have my shit with me because one of my main fears is being accused of a crime that I did not commit. And
oh,
I can't
for sure.
Get out of it.
That's,
you know,
that's pretty, I think that might be my top fear.
Right. Right. It's one of my main fears that because I don't have one of those believable faces. You're not believing me if I'm in a courtroom. So I feel like the best thing I can do to benefit myself is to always be recording myself and my data everywhere I go, have a record of it, because they're going to try to put me somewhere I'm not.
Yeah, but I feel like I've heard people talk about, like, I thought I saw some clip of something. Or no, it was in school like the other week. I never watched the full thing, but obviously I know of it. I don't know if you've seen it, but you know that documentary Citizen 4 about Snowden?
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I've never seen the whole thing, but like my documentary teacher, she put it on and we watched like the first 40 minutes or something for whatever reason. And there was this clip of this guy who's, I don't know what the fuck he is, but he's some like anarchist type of guy or something. But he basically was giving this talk to this group of people where he was saying, like, I think he was talking about ATMs or something or credit cards. Mm-hmm. And, oh, geez, I'm totally forgetting, like, his whole, he had a whole thing. But basically he was saying there was something where, I think he revolved it around credit cards, but, like, there's, like, this chain reaction of all these things that we use where eventually... Like all these like just random acts that we do, like swiping a card or doing whatever, can be used by government organizations to pinpoint you to a place where it could inadvertently kind of put you in the position of a crime.
Well,
and so if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, like they could use this just random string of like offshoot data that you
so that's
whatever,
true for
to,
like
to get you somewhere.
That's true for like regular ass like cell phone data and tracking cards and whatnot, but the Google data pinpoints your precise location. It's not based off cell phone towers or anything like that. I'm just saying, like,
yeah, but you could be in that
it's not like a vicinity space. Thing it's like it would tell me that I'm at this address. It wouldn't say I'm within like 3 miles.
Yeah.
Or 3 blocks.
But
of it.
What if you like, I know it seems impossible, but what if you were literally right But like, I feel like for crime scenes and stuff like that, I mean, it's not always like, oh, this exact little one by one square on the ground. Like,
right.
Like,
no, but what I mean, police like, would the whole like, Google check. Data, Google data thing is like, it would be able to tell me like where I have been and where I haven't been. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. So like, let's say I am in a place where there was a crime, then the Google data, that's like not even an issue. It's the fact that I was in the place where the crime was. This is just so that way I don't have to worry about being in a place where there was a crime. Like, I can't be put somewhere that I'm not. That's what I'm saying. Is like, there's always a record of me somewhere, especially if you go missing.
Yeah, but like, but I guess I'm still hung up on the like, what if you are in, you're at the place, but it's not you.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden you're in the ring of suspects.
Okay, then we're back to square one already.
Wait, what's square one?
Square one is I'm being accused of something I didn't do.
Yeah, that's bad.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, like, if I've got the Google data to, like, pinpoint and say, like, I wasn't where they thought I was or where they think I was, then, like, then cool, then I'm out of Dodge. But you're saying, what if my location is a part of the crime?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't know.
Whatever, I'm sick. I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about.
Me neither. We got to stop doing this. We go down these K-holes.
This is what the people want.
I don't think it is.
Look, I don't want... Yeah, because what you were saying, like, anytime my ex or, like, anyone starts to accuse me of something that's, like, totally not true, I just start, like, this guilty little smile comes across my face, and I'm just like, I can't stop it. And they're like... My ex would always be like, look, like, it's so clear. And I'm like, no, like, I'm laughing because this is absurd. Yeah. Like, it's absurd what you're saying.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're such a bad liar. And I'm like, well, yeah, but this is like not a lie.
Right.
So, yeah, that would be me in a courtroom. Just like, I'm serious, guys. Come on.
Look, jury, you believe me, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I just don't want to get accused of anything. So I feel like having a tracking system on me at all times is important.
I mean, I feel like you either got to go all off the grid or just all on the grid.
Yeah, and I'm an on-the-grid guy.
One's going to help you out. Like, you can't go middle of the road or you're just going to get screwed.
I tried being off the grid. It sucked.
Really?
Yeah. My phone got cut off once.
Mm.
Yeah, for a few days.
I like that's like, without a phone, that's what off the grid means
pretty much to us. I mean, shit, I was eating ramen, I couldn't really, there was no Wi-Fi. What was I gonna do?
Could you imagine like what it would take, like how long do you think it would take if like from right this moment after we stop recording I was like, no matter what, I want my number one goal in life to have no ties, like I don't want my name to appear anywhere. Like, how long and how much effort would that take,
do you think? You would die before you ever accomplish it. Your name, I read somewhere that her name pops up on like computer screens like 100 times in an hour.
All right, well, maybe not to erase your name or your existence or anything, but like, how
I
long
think I saw that in Hackers,
but how long would it take to get to a point where no one's reaching out to you?
Oh, I feel like, well, it depends. That depends on who you are as a person.
But I don't mean just like friends or whatever. I'm talking about like, I'm getting junk mail. I'm getting all this kind of crazy shit. Like, how much effort would it take to get to
fake
a point where, like,
you fake your death?
No one is like, oh, he's on the list of.
You fake your death. You fake your death. You're off the list of everything. That's it.
That's
no
true.
One's sending you any mail. And if you're going to be off the grid,
I feel like dead people still get mail.
I feel like they do too. You're probably right. But not for long. Eventually that mail's got to stop, and that's your point, is you want to know how long it would take. Shorter if you were supposedly dead.
Yeah. I guess you could also just walk away from everything and still get stuff and just hope no one finds you.
Well, like, I mean, but how would you get stuff?
Well, I guess you wouldn't be getting it, but it would be coming
somewhere
because of you.
Yeah.
But you just wouldn't be there to get it.
Yeah. You could do that. A number of people do that.
Yeah. I feel like I feel like we talked about this a long time ago, but Like, I've seen quite a few videos of, like, these sovereign citizens who just say no to everything, and somehow they're getting by.
Yeah. I don't, I'm not going to try it.
I feel like it wouldn't work, but
I'm certainly not going to try it.
I see the videos, and I'm like, someone's just saying no to everything, and they're getting away with it. So.
I feel like the guys that let them go are the cops that are just, they don't want the hassle, you know? They're just like, fuck, man. I didn't sign up for this. I wanted to give you a ticket. If you're not going to let me give you a ticket, I'm not going to, like, waste the energy on you. So I'm out of here. Those sovereign guys, they just hit them with, like, just this dense rhetoric of bullshit to the point where anyone would just throw their hands up and walk away.
Yeah. And I saw this one video once of this, like, old mountain man with just a huge beard. And he was, like, summoned to some small claims court or something. I don't know what the hell it was for. But he just sat in the back of the courtroom, like, chanting these, like, it was, like, half his rights and half just this, like, lofty kind of philosophy. And this woman judge was just like, okay. And he just, like, did that for, like, 20 minutes. And she's like, I don't know what to do. And he just got to leave.
I feel like that's what they, I like I said, they just throw out a bunch of gibberish and people just, they let him go. I don't know. It's not for
people
me.
Driving around with no license, like no license.
Yeah, they say
no...
that they're travelers. They're traveling. They're not driving.
Yeah. Traveling. I remember that now. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Well.
What, are you joining up? Is that what you're telling me?
It seems like it'd be a stressful life. I feel like you get stopped a lot.
I feel like it's the opposite. People just let you go because they don't want to deal with your shit. They're like, ah, no, that dude's sovereign. You don't want
to
get him.
Well,
going.
I guess you'd have to, like, do it in a small community where they know. Because if you're traveling around.
And from what I know of sovereign people, they typically always are traveling around. Yeah.
I feel like I want to start traveling. I don't want to pay insurance.
Who does?
On my car.
Ugh. No, thank you. You've been in a number of accidents. How much is your insurance?
I mean, it's not great.
Oof. You got the general? No. You got to get the general.
The general?
Yeah.
He's got the best deals.
Well, you support your troops. That's what I do.
I feel like I want to get, like, a little scooter or something.
I've actually been toying around with the idea, but I don't think I could. I feel like I would just hate the look of myself on a Vespa.
Yeah, no. But you like skateboards.
I do.
You've seen these boosted boards, right?
The motorized ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen those. I've seen them around Walnut Creek. I don't know how I feel about it. It looks cool, but I don't know.
It's got a little remote.
I know.
They go pretty fast.
That's part of the reason why I'm afraid, because eating shit on a regular skateboard is one thing. Motorized skateboard?
Yeah.
Oof. You're done, son.
Here, all the commuters got them.
I've seen them.
I see them around.
I've seen them.
But I'm just saying, like, if my car out there, like, dies on me all of a sudden, like, I'm not buying another shitty car. I don't got the money.
I've actually been thinking about getting a bike.
Yeah, I have a bike. But, like, that would be it. Like, I would be totally cool with my bike, with a converting to a bike life.
Yeah. I mean, you can do that now. Why don't you just do that now?
Because I have this bitch of a hill out here. I've tried to go up that hill many times. And I would have to commit to becoming, like, a high-performance athlete. Like, that would have to become my life if I want to commute on that bike.
Well, you joined a fucking rock climbing gym. I thought that was the life that you're going for.
Man, I don't get there as much as I want to anymore. Got a lot going on with school.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah, got to play your Pokemon Go.
But, yeah, I don't know. Bikes are cool if you live in a flat place.
I live in a flat place, a relatively flat place.
If you don't live in a flat place like me, you got this monster hill, like, I would have to commit to the athlete life.
Man.
And I don't know
if that hill is a fucking bitch.
It's horrible going up that hill.
Yeah.
I'm completely drained. It takes everything out of me. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. I love, like, the drive to get here. I go through Grizzly Peak.
Yeah.
Getting here through Grizzly Peak, phenomenal. I love it. I love the view. I love driving. It's peaceful. But the one thing I don't like about your place, I have to go down that hill if I want to get anything to eat or like drink before I like come record. So that's what I did today. And then coming back up this hill.
Yeah. My car can barely make it up that hill. Imagine how I feel when I'm riding my bike.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Huh. It's rough. And it takes like there was a while where my car was in the shop. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if I was going to get it back. So I was like, I got to start riding my bike, getting used to it. And I rode my bike to my gym. Mm-hmm. It takes me like 10 minutes to ride to the gym.
That's not bad.
Getting back? Like 45 minutes.
Shit.
It's ridiculous.
What if you rode down, you Ubered up? You get like one of those Uber X's. Like you request an Uber that's a truck or like an SUV and you just pop your bike in the back. Think about it.
I know it costs a bit of money though.
$10
to do that every time.
$10.
$10 every time I want to go to the gym. I already paid to go to the gym. Get one of those scooters.
I don't know what to tell you.
Get one of those boosted boards.
I don't know what to tell you.
Then go up the hill.
Are you serious?
They can, yeah.
Holy shit!
I looked it up.
Fuck.
They're like, it can go up hills. There was like videos of San Francisco.
How much those cost?
They're not cheap. Hmm. But they're meant to like replace a vehicle if you just got, you know.
Really?
If you're like commuting short distance, like if you're commuting to BART or like a little bit ways around the city, it's not meant to like go grocery shopping or go long distances. But they're like, there's different models. I think like the most expensive is like $1,500.
Jesus. All right.
But they're not toys. They're for commuters.
No, I know. I've seen asshole dads skating around Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
They look like shitheads. But whatever.
Damn, get a Vespa then. I don't know.
I just want to punch myself if I saw myself like a little scooter.
Those are probably more expensive.
I know, but they look so cool. They look cool, but I could never.
A Vespa?
Like a little, like a cool fucking old school Vespa or something. Like maybe it's black with like chrome on it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Or a Seafoam. I feel like I couldn't like ride it. They look cool. I couldn't pull it off.
Yeah.
I'm a different type of guy. I'm about to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Nathaniel, you did something that I had been begging you to do for quite some time, and I want to thank you, first of all. And I want you to tell the listeners what you did for me. It's beautiful. It's monumentous. Go.
Yeah, I watched, I'm on the 7th episode.
How? Why did you keep going?
What?
We were supposed to talk about...
We don't have to talk beyond that.
Whatever.
We'll talk about what you saw.
Okay.
I watched... I thought you'd be happy.
We'll talk.
I just kept playing them.
Okay. Let's tell the listeners what you
did. All right. Dom asked me to try out one of two shows or both if I had the time. Both HBO shows, because he's got an HBO login. He gave it to me. He wanted me to either watch Barry... starring William Hader,
Billy H,
or Euphoria, starring a bunch of people.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, obviously, I know about Barry. I've heard of Euphoria. I've seen clips and stuff. So I was just like, maybe I'll watch like one of each, like the pilot, and see. But I was, I guess, on the surface, more interested in Barry. So I started with Barry, and I was like, watch the second episode.
I mean, they're light. They're quick episodes.
Yeah, they're quick. Yeah. And I watched the second episode, and I was like, I'll just keep watching them.
Yeah, why not?
It's a fun show.
You're goddamn right it's a fun show.
Good.
Thank you.
It's good. Yeah, it's a fun little thing, you know? I don't have to, like... It's, you know, like, yeah, it's nice taking a break from, like, anime where I don't have to, like, stare at the screen the entire time.
Yeah.
Take, like, a quick break, look at my phone while things are going on.
I will say... it's funny you say that only because I decided I was going to rewatch those episodes that you were going to watch. And I thought you were only watching like the first two or three, but you ended up watching 7 fucking episodes. So I watched the first couple and there are lines and hints and like little character beats that come up later on, like in late season 2. And I'm like, holy shit, watching it in the first couple episodes that like they set it up since then. And it's paying off right now, that type of stuff. So, yeah, I'm just going to float that out there just so you know. But I'm glad you dug it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know and who hasn't heard of Barry, it's essentially a story about a hitman who is a former Marine who finds himself in an acting class in the Valley, and he discovers that he wants to be an actor and give up the life of a hitman. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess first impressions, I don't know how well I'm going to like articulate this, but I feel like I like the balance that it's like striking.
The humor.
Between the humor and kind of the more real mm-hmm. shit that's going on. Like I sort of thought like in my head, my perception of what I thought the show might be, like I think maybe I pictured it being a little more like
slapstick.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. Like that it would lean... There would be a little, yeah, wackier, mm-hmm. a little, like, goofier. And it is kind of sometimes, but, like, I like that it's really kind of committing to this conflict.
Yeah.
Of his hitman life and this acting thing. Like, I thought it was just going to be, like, the hitman thing was more of, like, a, oh, isn't it, funny yeah, no. that he's a hitman and that he's trying like to be an actor? He's,
stuck in this shit.
Yeah, and, like, it just, like, because I'm almost done with season one now, and, like, the more... the episodes go on, the more I'm like, wow, they're really committing to this kind of like narrative of
yeah.
his hitman life, which is super interesting. So
yeah, and a part of it I didn't want to like give too much away, but like shit just keeps piling on Barry.
Yeah,
sort of in the way that I know we're going back to Breaking Bad, but with Walter White. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say, I was thinking of Breaking Bad like after this last episode. Are we like spoiling stuff? Or
I mean, this shit came out 2 years ago. If you haven't seen Barry yet, please guys, press pause, go check out season one. It's a great show. If you have seen it, or if you just don't care, we're gonna keep talking about it and we might spoil some stuff from season one.
Yeah, so basically I'm like right in the middle of the episode now where like Barry, like because of his decisions, now has like three of these ex-military guys,
the Marines.
Like these Marines with him going on this like
the raid.
This raid.
Yeah.
And it completely goes to shit. And now he like I literally just paused on the scene where like one of his buddies who was in the raid with them had no idea what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And now he's like, I'm going to the cops.
Chris.
Yeah. And yeah. I don't know what happens after that scene. I'm literally on that scene where his buddy is like, I'm gonna confess.
Do you want to take like a little break and watch that real quick?
Should I?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, we're gonna take a break because Dom wants to talk about what happens, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
All right,
let's do that. Took a little break so Nathaniel could finish episode 7.
Yeah, it's the real shit, man. It's good stuff.
So, going in, I want to know, like, your thoughts on Barry as a character. What mm-hmm. I mean, you're this far in, there's only an episode left. You're almost at mm-hmm. the end.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the character?
I like the character. Okay. I like Barry. I like... the dynamic, like, aside from, you know, he's got this, you know, super complicated job and personal life and everything, aside from all that, like, I feel like one of the most interesting things about his character in this world, like him trying to get into this acting world, is like he in that setting is very like, at least so far, like he wants to, like, he's seduced by this idea of acting because, like, people keep saying it's, like, acting is truth and, like, you know, he's gonna, you know, he thinks it might give him some sort of, like, I feel like his journey through acting is, like, he wants to find some, like, personal purpose. Like, he's right. doing it for him. So, aside from all the hitman stuff, like, that character trait in him, like, he's surrounded by all these people who are just so consumed by their own
goals. Yeah,
like, and a lot of the comedy in the show comes from that, like all these other characters in this
acting class.
And just seeing the desperation mm-hmm. of like them trying to like make it, in Hollywood. Like it's very, it seems like it's probably very accurate.
I would have to assume so. I mean, everyone involved all the comedians that are in the acting class, they're people that I've seen like pop up in other shows throughout, like a lot of Mike Schur properties and a lot of shit like SNL, but they seem to have been in like the acting community in the LA scene for like the past, I don't know, 15, 10 years. So it seems like their stories, like whatever they're bringing up in those classes, are like the shit that they saw, to the point where it's like, I want to put a bullet through my head if I were ever in one of those classes.
Yeah, it's...
And to know those people, I have to assume that those are all like real like actors that they knew coming through.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, a lot of the comedy like that comes from those scenes, like within the acting class, it's just like pure cringe comedy. Like it's just...
Even the stuff that Henry Winkler is doing as Gene Cousineau, it's phenomenal, but it makes you like hurt inside because you know he's not what he believes. I mean, like his ego is like 10 times the size his career ever was, you know?
Yeah, and especially there was that one scene, I forget which episode, but of like him going to a casting call.
Yeah, that was that was number 4.
Yeah, like old guy, or just like guy in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And him just taking it so seriously.
Right. He goes, like, he knew the casting person by name, gave her a couple options, and yeah, very professional about it. It's sad, but in the same sense, it's sort of beautiful too, because I mean, he's still after it, you know, he's still digging. He hasn't made it yet, but he knows it's like right around the corner. And I mean, that's Henry Winkler's story. He just won an Emmy for this last year. Or was it this year? I think it was this year. But yeah, he just won an Emmy for this, and he's been in the game since, I don't know, the fucking 60s or something. So yeah.
Yeah, but...
I'm glad he fucking finally gave it a chance.
Yeah.
Took this long.
I know.
So what, do you think you're going to finish it? Like, the series?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I'm in it now.
Okay. Any predictions?
I don't know. I mean, they keep ramping up the stakes here. I never envisioned it getting this serious. I feel like, you know, I'm curious as to where season 2 will kind of head, because the story in terms of like Barry's Breaking Bad style life on the outside, like things are coming to a head. Like this detective woman, I forget her name, but
Janice.
Like, yeah, she's like basically singled him out. Like she's convinced it's
probably
him at this point. So, and the show is very much about him balancing this with acting. So I can't imagine he gets caught. Or if he does get caught, he's gonna, I feel like the show is gonna have to continue with him down this acting path, or else it's just him as a hitman.
Right.
So I'd be curious to, I would be surprised if they went that route, but.
What are your thoughts on Sally?
Yeah, I was really like, yeah, at the first like 2 or 3 episodes, I was, you know, I liked her character. She seemed very sweet, but I was just sort of, I was a little confused just because. Just in those first couple episodes where I was like, why is she so interested in Barry? Like, it makes sense for him to kind of be interested in her. She's very like outgoing and sweet and whatever, but Barry's just kind of this weird guy who doesn't really talk. And she was kind of like very flirtatious with him, like the first kind of day and night they met. And then like really early on, she was like, I know it seems like we should sleep together, but we shouldn't. And I'm just like, what? Like, why? What, I couldn't understand her, like.
Okay, so from my point of view, only after watching this the second time, what I'm picking up on, it's sort of she's the senior in this class. Like, she is the top tier, like, end all be all of the rest of the students. So I'm sure that she assumes that when there's this new guy that comes into the class, she just assumes like, hey, I know you want to, because, and I'm sure because maybe when she was like the new freshman in the class, she went through a few guys, like, you know, all actors, they sleep together. I'm sure like everyone in that class is hooked up at least once. So maybe that's what she was saying. She was throwing it out there like, hey, I know that's what you're thinking is going to happen, but it's not, like, sort of like putting him in his place. But to answer your question as to why she would be into Barry, I think it was episode 3 or something where she had that like real, where Sally had that really shitty audition where like a colleague of hers or a former was like a contemporary.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like the lead in the thing and Sally was,
yeah,
her ego was bruised.
Yeah. So yeah, after that they hooked up and then like,
but she asked him, or she like, do you think I'm a good actress? And like just point blank, he said, I think you're the best actress in the world. And that's when she slept with him. She's just looking for that validation.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, that's when her character started to click for me. And I started to like realize what she's actually like, what she, who she kind of is. And then the next morning when she's just kind of like, okay, can you like get out of here?
Yeah.
Like she's very like, yeah, she's got her own dreams going on that she's trying to pursue, but yeah, I mean, she's kind of not a great person otherwise, just like with everyone else in her personal life, I guess. Like she's, yeah, she's like shitty to whoever kind of rubs her the wrong way. Like there was that one scene, I think in this episode that I just finished, maybe the episode before, where she just like totally shits all over this like other girl in the class. Because she was like, they posted the Shakespeare, like the casting call, and some guy came over and she hadn't looked at the list yet. And he was like, said something about like, oh, it's going to be this or that. And she's like, oh, I don't want to play Lady or whoever again, whatever character.
Just
Lady
assuming Macbeth, that she would get the
list. She's like, I don't want to do it again. They're like, you didn't get it. It's this. And then all of a sudden she's like totally jealous and like shitting all over the girl who got it. And
Darcy. Played by Darcy Carden, I think her name is. Phenomenal actress. Love her. She's on The Good Place.
Yeah. Check that out. I loved that one. I kind of forget the line, but it was like when she had that party with the Pinocchio actor.
Yes.
And she, and like, she was talking to Barry and she was like, we were in this like secret club. I forget exactly the line she
she says, a secret club. It's anonymous. I can't tell anyone what goes on there.
Yeah. But I thought there was like some little thing after that that was like, it was for people who like saw something like fucked up. It was like there's some little weird hint about what it was.
It's AA is what it is, but
it was just the way she described it though.
She said like it's a secret club for people that's anonymous, and then she says one other thing. But yeah, it's like AA. That's essentially it.
And I also
check out Darcy Carden. Seriously, like look her up. She's great.
All right,
she's from the Bay Area.
Oh
yeah.
But yeah, there was another line that was really made me laugh, was like when that military, the kind of like bald beef head kind of like meathead guy, ex Marines guy who kind of Barry had to like take along on some missions, like he stuffed all this like dirty cash into Barry's bag and Barry like opened it up at acting class like rehearsals and it was like, oh shit, and he ran to the bathroom and started like stuffing stuff away. And one of the guys, I forget his name, came up and knocked on the door. And Barry's like, oh, I'm in here. Like, come back later. And he said something like, he's like, hey, I noticed you got up and like left really quickly. If you got IBS, like, I have IBS too. I just really want to tell you my story.
I feel like we can connect over this. That was great. Yeah, it's, there are more like little nuggets of that throughout, like from everyone, like from the police, from the acting class, from the Chechens, from everyone, where it's like these little moments of absurdity in the most like dire straits where Barry is just losing his shit. You'll see like something weird happen and it just takes you out of it for a minute and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm very hyped that you're gonna finish the series though, because oh man, season 2 is nuts. What now, Nathaniel? What now, buddy? What do you want to get into now?
I can't be getting into that many things. I got my own stuff I'm getting through.
Well, when I say what now, I mean, like, what are we going to get into now, right now in this podcast, like, news-wise?
Oh, news? Well, you wanted to get into...
Entertainment. I want to get into some Comic-Con news, baby.
Right.
It's like the NFL draft for nerds right now. We got all the Marvel news. It just broke, I want to say, yesterday, 2 days ago. Who fucking knows? Have you heard any news? Have you heard? What news have you heard?
I mean,
you heard the big news, right?
From the MCU kind of news? Yeah.
The MCU, the only news that matters.
I've seen bits and pieces. I feel like the biggest news that I can remember off the top of my head is the Blade stuff.
Mahershala. Yeah, Ali's Blade.
And
it's big shit.
The Natalie Portman Thor
stuff. She's coming back. She's going to be Lady Thor. That's big news. How do you feel about that? You think you'll see it? Thor 4, more Thor?
See, here's the thing. And
by the way, we are calling Thor 4 more Thor. We're not calling it Love and Thunder. It's more Thor, 4 Thor.
Okay. I feel like, and none of this is set in stone, but I feel like this is my chance to just get out.
What? Why? Nathaniel.
It has this. I made this decision before I saw any of this news.
I know.
I just feel like I can't do another one.
But this isn't even like that. This is different because I don't know if you saw the final shot. It's only 5 movies in this next phase. The rest is on the Disney Plus streaming service, which you can or cannot watch.
Only 5?
Yeah, there's only 5 movies. 5.
Hmm.
Spread out over 2 years. That's doable, right? That changes things, doesn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know that news. Okay, that's interesting. It makes it more doable. Okay, I'll reconsider now that I know it's 5.
Okay, and not only is it 5.
I can't do another like...
Oh, no, we're not doing another 20 movies.
I can't do that again.
No one can.
All right.
Or so we think.
If it's 5 over 2 years, we'll see.
Not only is it 5 over 2 years, but it's 5 plus movies that I know you're going to skip. Like... the Black Widow movie. Who needs that? No one. No one needs that. And that's the first movie that they're going to release.
All right, so give me these 5 movies.
Okay. So, like I said, the first one would be Black Widow.
Not going to see it.
Yeah, it's a prequel. It's supposed to take place in between Civil War and Infinity War for whatever reason. I don't know.
Okay.
The next movie. Well, actually, it bounces back between movies and television shows. So it goes Black Widow. And then on the television side, it's Falcon and Winter Soldier. With, you know, Anthony Mackie, Sebastian Stan, they're reprising their roles. It's how they're going to introduce Falcon as Captain America.
Hmm.
So there's that show.
Okay.
Yeah, you can count on me. I'll debrief you. I'll let you know what's going on in that.
Right.
The next movie, and this is the big one because that's one with Angelina Jolie. It's with Kumail. It's with... the guy from Atlanta, Paperboy.
I didn't know about the Angelina Jolie thing.
Oh, yeah. She's the biggest name. It's The Eternals. That is the Jack Kirby property that is like going to be the hugest thing. It's supposed to be the next Guardians of the Galaxy. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. I'm just saying they got Kumail. So he's doing great now. The next one is a movie. All Asian. It's... all Asian cast, everyone in it.
Okay.
I figured if anyone would be excited about that, it would be you.
Okay, what is it?
It's called Shang-Chi. And he's going to be fighting. It's Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. You remember the shitty twist for the Mandarin in Iron Man 3? They're finally going to correct that. And they're going to have the Mandarin be played by a person of Asian descent. And two, they're going to put him with Shang-Chi, which I don't know that they've ever fought. I don't know shit about Shang-Chi, but they're gonna introduce an Asian hero into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so that's big news. Next, WandaVision, that's the one with what's her tits? Give me her name. Elizabeth Olsen. It's gonna be her. That's her show on Disney Plus. It's supposed to introduce her new power set. All this shit for the
MCU. Damn, these fucking actors getting roped into shows. I feel kind of bad.
What do you mean you feel kind of bad? They're getting paid millions, Nathaniel. Millions. And
yeah, well, that feels good, but...
it's millions plus the fact that, like, most of these movies now, they're all CGI. You get on set...
yeah, but isn't that kind of boring? You're getting paid...
sure, maybe, but, I mean... it's a means to an end. You know what I mean? Like, that's why Chris Evans, he did these movies and now he's free to do whatever the fuck he wants and he can direct and he can do, what's that Knives movie that's coming out?
Knives Out.
Knives Out. Is that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Knives Out.
Okay, Knives Out. Looks good. I'm going to see it. Are you going to see it?
Probably. Rian Johnson.
Are you going to see that new Tarantino flick this week?
Yeah, I haven't decided if I'm going to try and go this weekend or next weekend once a little less.
Okay.
Crazy. That's fair. But it's, I would probably go like during the week, but like my dad wants to, you know, he's all about Tarantino, so he's going to want to see it with me in the theater. So,
okay.
I'm going to have to go see it with him.
Hey, bite the bullet, brother.
But yeah, I'll probably see it this weekend.
We'll talk about it in the next episode, maybe. They got Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. So they're introducing the multiverse. No, that's a movie. And it's
called the Multiverse of Madness?
Yes.
Sounds like a Disneyland ride.
I'm just letting you know what it's called.
Oh my God. Okay.
Look, man.
That's hilarious.
It's the Multiverse of Madness, and it's been pitched as Marvel's scariest movie yet.
What?
Yeah. It's supposed to be the scariest MCU movie.
Has any of them been scary so far? Like,
no, but that's what this one is supposed to be scary.
But just saying the scariest.
That means like, that it might have some zombies.
That's really going to blow whatever out of the water. Like,
I don't know what to tell you. I'm just saying.
Okay. I'll prepare to be... I'm not going to see that one.
Okay. I'm excited for that one. I don't give a shit about Doctor Strange, but he was good in like Infinity War and Endgame, I thought. So, you know, I'll give his next movie a shot. And it's supposed to have more... it's supposed to have Elizabeth Olsen in it and a couple other characters from the MCU. So that's always good. I feel like Doctor Strange on his own is kind of weak, you know? The next two are both Disney Plus series. One, I'm definitely skipping. It's Loki. Tom Hiddleston, don't give a shit for that. The next is an animated show. Jeffrey Wright is attached to be one of the voices, as are the rest of the entire MCU cast. It is called What If, and that's a show that is taken from the What If comics from MCU, where it's or Marvel Comics, where it's just you're throwing shit at the wall. It's What If Peggy Carter took the superhero serum instead of Steve Rogers. It's like all your Elseworlds stories. So it's going to be all of that animated with the original with the original actors playing themselves in the animated show with Jeffrey Wright. So next is the Hawkeye show with Jeremy Renner. This is on the bubble. We don't know if it's really going to happen yet because his music career might take off. Have you seen that music video? He's like,
yes,
he's doing Jeep commercials now.
Damn. I
was watching TV and I was like, what the fuck? Why am I watching a Jeremy Renner commercial? And it was for Jeep and he was singing in a dusty field and a Jeep was like doing donuts.
This is an incredible video. I don't know what's going on over there at the Renner estate, but
they let him run wild and they got to rein him in. So we'll see if they can't get him off tour, then the show's not going to happen.
He's going to want to incorporate his songs.
The entire soundtrack of the show is going to be all Renner originals. Mm-hmm. And lastly, the last movie of Phase 4 is going to be Thor 4, More Thor. And that's with Natalie Portman and Tessa Thompson. And yeah, so that is Marvel Phase 4 in a nutshell. But they also threw out at the end, they didn't have time to mention the Fantastic Four. They didn't have time to mention mutants, but they are on the table. So, what do you think? Fantastic Four, all your thoughts. I want to hear him, brother. What are you thinking? Oh, we didn't even talk about it. Mahershala Ali's Blade. 2-time Academy Award winner. He's going to be fucking Blade. Blade.
Uh-huh.
Vampire Hunter. Daywalker. Yeah. Killer of the Night Stalkers. Blade. First black superhero. Not the first black superhero. But... one of the best, maybe. I don't know. Go on.
I don't know.
Thoughts?
This isn't my wheelhouse.
None of this wets your whistle. Not even a little bit. None of this.
Wets my whistle?
Yeah. None of it blows your skirt up. Because here's the thing, Nathaniel. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about Endgame and how we didn't know where Marvel was going after this and what they would do. None of these announcements made you think like, okay, maybe they have like, some idea of what they're going to do next. And it doesn't seem to me like they're slowing down. It seems to me like they're rebuilding in a way that like they're rebuilding, but they're rebuilding with like new materials. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just a thought.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not what I would have. I don't know what I expected. I didn't really like sit down to ever think about it, but
okay.
Some interesting choices.
Okay.
Some interesting choices. The shows, I'll never even come close to.
Oh yeah, no. Watching. The shows, I didn't think you ever would. I'll watch them all, except for Loki.
The movies
and Hawkeye.
I mean, yeah. The most interesting of the films, like, seems like Blade and.
You're goddamn right, Blade.
And the Thor one, maybe. Like, that's not Taika Waititi again, is it?
Yes, yes, it is. Okay. He is back.
So yeah, that makes me more. More interested in that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's probably safe to say I would see the Thor and Blade.
Okay.
But I'm already forgetting all the other ones you said. But
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
How
do you not like that? That title alone is like, okay, my ass is in the seat.
It sounds like a ride.
So
like
what?
We're getting on a ride. All right. If it's actually scary, then we'll see.
So I have to come back and tell you if I got chills or not. I have to tell you like,
yeah, you
got to
come back and tell me if you got spooked by the Doctor Strange madness.
Mm. Maybe they are shooting for like a ride eventually. I mean, they gotta incorporate more of this Marvel shit into Disney, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come. I mean, they already have like a Marvel Land or something.
At Disneyland?
I thought they
were going to do it.
Oh, all right. I don't know.
They just finished with the Star Wars thing.
Look, man, I ain't got Disney money. I don't be down there like that. I heard the Star Wars thing is a major bust. It's like all restaurants and one ride.
There's only one ride?
That's what I heard.
Damn.
Yeah.
I haven't like looked. I've seen like people are there and pictures and stuff, but
it's mostly all just restaurants. Restaurants and bars.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I was expecting at least four rides.
Look, man. Don't quote me on it. Look it up yourself. Eh. What I heard.
I'm not getting down to Disneyland anytime soon, but.
Neither am I, but the missus, she's always begging. She's always saying, let's go to Disney. I would love to, but I just ain't got that Disney money. It's expensive. Yeah. It's expensive, Nathaniel.
You got to get the Park Hopper ticket, too. Got to go to both.
Why do you have to go to both? I got no business in Cars Land. I've never even seen the movies.
Neither have I. Cars Land is dope.
But I've never seen the movies. I won't be.
Neither
able
have
to,
I.
I won't connect.
Cars Land's cool. The one ride in Cars Land is well, it's not the one, but it's like the only real ride there.
You're telling me it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to like overhype it. I don't want you to go and then blame me for spending all your money on.
I'm gonna go and I'm only gonna ride the Cars ride. And
no,
then
I'm saying
back.
It's a good ride.
Hmm. Okay.
But the first time I went on it, I was like, "This ride's gonna suck," but it was actually pretty cool.
But is it worth just being in that park just for that one ride?
They got other rides. No, the Guardians ride's pretty cool.
When was the last time you were down there?
2017, I guess.
You could just say 2 years ago.
2 years ago? Yeah, okay. I don't know. Somewhat recently, but yeah, the Guardians, I mean, it used to be, it's Tower of Terror, but repurposed as Guardians.
Gotcha.
But the waiting in line is cool. They got all these like Marvel props or like stuff from Guardians.
I mean, I would love to go back. I would love to go back. I haven't been in years.
But yeah, California Adventure, they have a couple rides that I think are worth it.
Hmm. Okay.
But if you don't want to spend the extra money, then just go to Disneyland. There's plenty to do.
I kind of just want to go to Universal and go to Simpsons Land.
Mm.
I've
never been to Universal Studios.
Neither have I.
But yeah, I always forget they have Simpsons Land. But is it worth it just to go to Simpsons Land? Because I'm not going to Harry Potter World.
I'm not going to fucking Harry Potter World, but the girlfriend might.
Mm.
She can like split off
of
me.
You can split up.
Yeah.
Speaking of Harry Potter, really quick, apparently the Harry Potter game, The Wizards Unite.
Is it filled with like spyware or some shit and Crippers phones?
I wish. But apparently, because Sunday was, we're not going to talk about Pokemon Go, but Sunday was Pokemon Go Community Day. But Saturday was the first ever Wizards Unite Community Day. And apparently it was a broken piece of shit mess.
I'm sure it was.
So
magic is a devil's business.
I don't want to say I'm glad, but
you're not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
No, not at all. I mean, what are you going to do? It was doomed from the start.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Harry Potter, they have enough. They don't need to take this. Let Pokemon fans have something. Let it be this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You got anything that you want to plug? Anything that you're watching these days?
I'm not watching much of anything.
Oh, aside from Barry, you didn't want to plug Barry, maybe?
Oh, we just talked about it. Yeah, I'm watching Barry.
You can plug it.
It's good. If you guys want to check it out, if you got HBO, it's an easy watch, and it's good. Other than that, I caved. I promised myself I was going to wait. But
you are addicted.
What?
JoJo. It's more JoJo, isn't it?
I started JoJo Part 8. I wanted to wait because it's been on. This part has been ongoing for like 8 years. The end is not in sight, apparently. So I just kind of wanted to wait, but the memes are out there. People are talking about it. I got to be in the conversation. It's a very controversial part. I want to just catch up to know. So I just want an opinion. I want to know what's going on. But
how long do you think it would take me to watch all of JoJo, like to catch up to where you are?
Well, it's a good time because part 5 is ending this weekend. So the only animated parts are 1 through 5. But parts 1 and 2 are one season. They're combined as one season. So there's really only 4 seasons, I guess. So, but the thing is that, like, obviously I would recommend watching it sub.
I'm sure you do.
Because you can only, if you need to watch it dubbed, only the first 3 seasons are dubbed. So part 5 right now is, like, the dub usually, from what I hear, takes like a year. After.
Well, call me when the dub is done. Maybe I'll watch them.
But here's the thing, though. Like, if you watched JoJo dubbed, from what I understand, because it takes place all over the world, so there's different, like, accents and languages and everything. If you watch it as God intended, it's all just...
Your God.
It's all Japanese, so you can kind of just tune out the realism of what it's actually supposed to be. But... apparently, there's a character, without spoilers, there's a character in season 2 who is English. And that character is also in season 3. Or part 3. So part 2 and part 3 in the anime, part 2, they have the voice actors full-blown English, doing an English accent. Okay. Or maybe they are English. Part 3, it's a different voice actor. It's just an American voice. So I feel like it would be weird. I feel like it'd be kind of...
maybe.
Maybe you can just get used to it, but you don't get those kind of inconsistencies with the normal version.
I don't know that that's a deal breaker for me. I mean, I'm a guy who likes to, you know, scroll through the phone while I'm watching a show. I can't do that if it's a sub, Nathaniel. I can't.
I know.
Just can't.
But... I think if you watched it dubbed, you would be missing out on probably like 80% of the memes. The memes are like the wacky English.
Okay.
Of like,
I'll give it a shot.
But if you truly are going to give it a shot, you have to tell me first so I can prepare you.
What does that mean?
Because the
why can't I just the turn it on?
You could, but the first season, parts 1 and 2, are the most different from what JoJo really is. And I would hate for you to get turned off or not be into it. It's so different. It started in the 80s. What JoJo is now, JoJo becomes what it really is in part 3.
Why can't I just start at part 3?
You can't start at part 3.
Why can't you just fill me in on parts 1 and 2 when I start at part 3 where it gets good?
Part 2 is pretty... good. Part 2 is not bad.
When I tell people to check out The Simpsons, I don't tell them to start with fucking episode 1.
But it's not like that.
I tell them to start like mid-season 2.
No, no, no. If you skip part 1 or season 1, which is parts 1 and 2, season 3 will not have as big of an impact on you. For what the characters are doing, everything lies on what happened in part 1.
It's a tall order.
I'm just saying there's a lot of caveats to JoJo.
Yeah, man. My shows are just like, hey, check it out. Let me know if you like it.
It's not like that.
You're telling me I got to devote 2 seasons just so I can really start to like it during season 3.
Well, 1 season. Season 2 is part 3.
And then you come at me with all these numbers that...
No, no, no. Season one is parts one and two combined.
This is math. I don't do math.
It's easy.
I don't do math. You know that.
Come on. All right. It was a little confusing when I first got into it, but
sure.
Oh, the payoff, everything. It's so good. And then I started reading it. You like comics?
I do. I love them.
That you don't have to worry about sub or dub. You just read it.
I've never read a manga.
All you gotta do is just go the opposite way.
Ugh. No. I can't. I won't.
Why?
Pearl Harbor. I refuse. These colors don't run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Hell yeah, brother. Did you see those shirts? I know you don't want to talk politics, but did you see those shirts? You know the shirts I'm talking about.
I only saw it because you commented on it or something.
What?
Or you retweeted.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense since you're like blocking everything else out. But
yeah,
one of the shirts was...
I can't let shit like that bother me. It's just...
It doesn't bother me, but it's fucking hilarious.
Well, no, yeah, it's funny.
One of them, it was a guy saying like... this is the only way I'll kneel or for my flag. And he's like on his knee, like about to shoot someone in the face. Ah, love it.
Yeah. And there was the one, it was like an acronym and the end was like
LGBTQ.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
It was like the B was barbecue.
No, the Q was barbecue.
Oh, really?
Yeah. LGBT. That's the thing. Huh. The B was beer. The Q was barbecue.
Yeah. I mean, it's... They're cartoon shirts, but for
it's
real
unreal,
people.
Man.
Yeah,
I mean, I kind of I would love to just get one and wear one, but then I don't want to invoke that. You know what I mean? I don't want to wear that out in the world and have people think that that's me.
That's the saddest part is like you can't,
I would wear it for a joke. But
you can't meme these things because there's like is kind of an old story at this point, but like a year or two ago, there was someone at some kind of event or something who had. The red, there's so many like different versions of the red cap, but they had one that said "Make Bitcoin Great Again." He got the shit kicked out of him because people thought that it was the Trump hat.
There was a guy who was at my store a few months ago, and he was wearing a red hat, and he was an older white dude. I was like, "Motherfucker!" And I wanted to get close to him just so I could make out what the hat said, and that. I don't even know why this is a hat. I mean, I get why it's a hat, but it doesn't really... You can't. It just said, make Obama president again. You can't. You can't do it. Let's get some... I mean...
You got to at least change the color of the hat so people...
Yeah, that's way misleading. That if any, I mean, that's the exact opposite of the feeling I should... Like, when I see that red hat, I'm like, okay, that's someone who I know doesn't like me. We got issues. And then I get closer and then I see what it says and then I'm happy, but that, I don't know. It was a very confusing hat for me. You got to change the wording. You're tricking people. I don't like it. It is what it is.
Yeah. But I mean, shit like that's always been around with like political things. Like you see the bumper sticker and you're like, oh, that person's a Hillary supporter.
Yeah.
And then you get closer and it's like,
yeah.
Some anti thing like people want to trick you.
They do
because they want you to see the thing and they're like, yeah, I either agree or disagree. And then you get closer and you're like, oh, I actually.
But why would you want? you're welcoming arguments. I don't understand. That's why I'm anti bumper sticker.
Oh, I hate bumper stickers.
I'm anti informational bumper stickers. No, thank you.
No, I hate bumper stickers because it's like all you're doing is either. People who agree with you just see your bumper sticker and they clap and they say, yay, or they see it and they go, I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it's not giving anyone any new information. It's either making them like you or making them hate you.
If I see your kid's an honor roll student, I don't know, maybe I don't kidnap that kid because he's too smart. I kidnap the dumb kid. That's a good, I'm not giving pedophiles any new ideas. I'm just saying maybe that's something they should think about.
But how would you know which kid if there's multiple kids?
No, you target the cars that just, they have kids in them without any bumper stickers.
Oh, right.
Those are the dumb kids. Those are the kids no one's looking for.
Do you think the parents have to pay for those? Or do you think they're giving
them? No, they give them out.
Oh, okay.
You never got them?
No, I was never on the honor roll.
Neither was I, but I always saw the kids get handed them in class.
No.
They get the honor roll and they give them to the kid and the kid's like, fuck yeah, and like, I get to take it home to my parent. I never got that. I got perfect attendance. Never got honor roll.
If my kid...
I was there, but I wasn't doing shit.
if my kid got that and was like, "Dad, look, put it on the car," I'd be like, I actually got to get the car cleaned first, and then I would just hope it blew over. I'm not putting that shit on my car.
No, by that point, your son or daughter should know you're not a bumper sticker guy. You're not about that life.
Yeah, I guess I got to let them know first.
You should, I mean, from birth, they should just know that, like, you're going to give them praise and accolades when they earn it, but not when someone gives you something that says, please give me attention. I did good. You're going to give them treats when you see fit. It's going to borderline on child abuse, but you're going to raise them right.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Anything I have to plug? I am watching The Expanse on Amazon Prime. Season 4 is coming out in December. They just came out their new trailer. Looks dope AF. Check it out if you guys haven't seen it. Snowfall on FX is also in its third season. That's ramping up. Veronica Mars just debuted its fourth season on Hulu. Watched all of that. I don't know if there's anything else that I'm watching or reading, really. You got any reading recommendations?
Part 8, JoJoLeon.
JoJoLeon, all right.
Mm-hmm. You can find it online. That's where I'm reading it. Just Google search it.
Google
search. Actually, shout out, though. I mean, if you're into JoJo, you already know this exists, but if you want to read JoJo, there's a team of artists who, I guess, just go by JoJo's Colored Adventure, and they personally go through themselves, just by themselves. They're not paid by anyone. They just do it for the community, but they go through it because they release in black and white. So they go through and color everything.
Okay.
And it's pretty much all really high quality stuff. But yeah, they have.
So
like,
is that what you read it on, or do you do the black and white?
No, I'm going to go back and read all the other parts someday, but I only read half of part 5, and then I read all of part 6 and part 7 through their colored versions.
Okay.
And it's good. And I think they go through and they also do translation too, because like it's hard to, there's official translations, but they're like way far behind. So like I think these guys go through and they do their own translations, and I think they're the best translations.
Oh, I tried to find Dr. Stone on Funimation. Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it might be, unless it's like huge shows, I think, probably like My Hero or like Attack on Titan or something. I feel like for most of these shows, the dubs just come later.
I'm sure it's out there. I'll just look for it.
Yeah, but Dr. Stone's cool. I think there might be a new, maybe I didn't see the latest episode, but yeah, it's good. I might want to start. I feel like reading through JoJo is like really getting me into like the idea of reading more manga. You can get through a lot of it pretty quickly.
I'm sure you can. It's just like reading a comic book.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. So that's who I might become.
A manga
might
guy?
Be one of these manga guys.
I thought you already were.
I mean, I am with JoJo. I'm starting to read this other manga called Monster, and everyone says it's like, I don't know about everyone.
And this is
like,
why I thought you'd be into the Shang-Chi movie. All Asian everything.
Well, I don't know. Like, well, JoJo, there's only a couple Asian characters.
But where is it produced?
And yeah, I know. But yeah, Monster, I kind of like fell off. Not everyone, but people hype this series. It's about this like Japanese doctor who he's like a surgeon, and he moves to Germany, but he gets caught in this like weird like murder kind of thing, and he's like framed, but I don't know, it's like this whole wild thing. But I started reading it and it's pretty interesting. But then I kind of fell off it, but people say it's like insane. It's like a total wild ride. So I got to get back into that, but there is an anime version of that. But for some reason I download the manga and I'm just reading it that way.
All right.
So I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah, I haven't been really watching much anime lately. Yeah. Or anything else except for Barry.
Nice. That's what you should be doing.
But it's I like series like that. Like, it's so refreshing. I mean, a lot of pretty much all anime is half hour, but with Barry, like, I can just put it on and get through 4 or 5 episodes.
Yes.
And I can look at my phone.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm getting something done. I just started this freaking last night.
Yeah.
And I'm already done with season one.
I've been begging you, you son of a bitch.
This whole
8
thing,
episodes, it's, half an hour.
You know, I just accomplished it. And
you feel pretty proud of yourself, don't you?
I do, and it's good. And
yeah,
I,
you can tell people now. I watch Barry.
I'm going to keep it to myself.
Oh, you got to spread the word. You got to bring it up at cocktail parties. Hey, you seen Barry?
Yeah, maybe my dad would like it. He likes when people get shot.
My dad, he likes when people get shot too, but I feel like this is too slow for him. Every few episodes, there's like a big like thing, but not enough.
Mm. Yeah, actually, that's another show that I watched recently, and I didn't bring it up. But you know Nicholas Winding Refn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has a new show. Came out a couple weeks ago, I think, at this point. Too Old to Die Young on Amazon
Prime. I've
heard
of that.
Yeah, it's a Prime original series. He's been working on it for like 2 years. I see updates on social media all the time. And, like, so I told my dad about it like a million times.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came out and I didn't get around to it. But my dad, like, called me one night or whatever. He's like, hey, have you heard about this new show? Too Old to Die Young. And I'm like, Dad, we have had conversation, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he started watching it. So I was like, okay, I got to start watching it now. And my dad really, really liked it, which is crazy because it was like super slow.
Really?
Like painfully long shots, like just incredibly slow. But
yeah, my dad doesn't have the attention span.
Yeah. It was like, we don't got, since you didn't watch it, like, I don't want to like talk about it that long. I think it could have been so much more. Like at the end of the day, I feel like it was all style, and the style was good, but like there wasn't enough there.
That's a criticism I've heard of Nicholas Winding Refn before anyway.
Yeah. And you know, I still love and appreciate Drive, but, I feel like I actually really like the Neon Demon too.
Still haven't watched that,
but Only God Forgives was,
yeah,
not vibing with me. And this show, like, there were some good moments, but like ultimately I feel like I don't, whatever he's on right now,
mm-hmm, whatever hype he's on,
it's not vibing with me. But the style, like, super on point, from the filmmaking angle, like, it was really impressive, but it was really just a long, kind of painful, and I can like long and painful things, but this was
yeah,
not, there wasn't enough there substance wise for me. So
okay,
if you like,
recommend,
if you like Nicholas Winding Refn, I mean, check it out. My boy Kojima had a small role in it because they're boys.
Mid-90s is on Amazon Prime, right?
I think so.
Okay,
a lot of A24 stuff ends up.
Oh, Euphoria there. Produced by A24.
Yeah,
are you gonna watch that one? Should we talk about that one?
Euphoria?
Yeah. Yeah.
Will I watch it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe when Barry's done, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
All right.
Quarter Life Wasteland is hosted by Dom Escalvon and Nathaniel Garofalo. Dom is at Dom Escalvon on Twitter, and Nathaniel is at Dakurand. That's DAKURAND. The show is at QLW Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Please consider leaving a 5-star rating and review on iTunes if you enjoy the show. You can also listen to the show on Spotify, Google Play, and SoundCloud. If you would like to write into the show about literally anything, you can write in to quarterlifewasteland@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Ah!